Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Friday. It is finally the weekend. Time to let loose, let your hair down, have some fun, and most importantly, watch some football. What are we talking about today? We got some games to get into to talk about. I have some picks to give you at 1:30. We're scheduled to have Marcel Shipp, NFL veteran, former Arizona Cardinal running back, should be joining us here about 10 minutes after the hour. We're going to get into that. We rarely talk a lot of WNBA, but we have to talk some Penny Toler, the GM, or rather the ex-GM, for the Los Angeles Sparks, who had an outburst. Used some choice words. So we'll get into that as well. Heck of a game last night. But I got to talk about it. I am so sick of these roughing the passer calls when they're really not roughing the passer. If they don't want quarterbacks hit, then they should just say, don't hit our quarterbacks. They should wear a red jersey. Then you should be allowed to two-hand tag them. But I'll get back into that as well a little bit later. And Redskins are going to go with Colt McCoy to be sacrificed against the New England Patriots. So we'll talk about that. We'll get into everything. We'll do that very shortly. Again, this is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us today. We're brought to you, of course, by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get in there, let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. It's 4991 South Alma School in Chandler. Duro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, now serving beer and wine. Get down there and check them out. You can become a club member, get a locker to Baxter Humidor. Never, ever worry about your sticks going bad. Watch one of the many televisions they have. NFL League Pass, check out every NFL game there. They're showing the baseball playoffs. They're going to be showing the NBA. They show college football. There's no better place than to go to, other than Maduro's Fine Cigar Tobacco, for all your cigar and your sporting needs. Let them know PLR sent you, and they will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Hey, by the way, don't forget, this coming Thursday, 1 week from yesterday, we will not be at Maduro's for Cigars with the Cave Show. That will resume the following week. So please don't forget that. I mean, show up. If you were going to show up anyway. Smoke a cigar, relax, get you 10% off. We just will not be in the house this week, or rather, next week. Just some scheduling I want everyone to know. We will be live Monday and Tuesday. We then will be on vacation. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday will be best of shows. So that will be good stuff, though. Definitely good stuff for you to check out, listen to, maybe it's something that you wanted to catch up with and you did not have the opportunity. I'm going to give you the opportunity to get caught up with everything we have going on. Also, the Phoenix Suns have an open practice on Sunday. I will be in the house. I will report to you what I've seen. So we'll have that as well and some info for you from that too. So let's just jump right in. Let you know a lot of stuff that's going on. So now that you know what's up, you know what's haps. These baseball games are crazy. Yesterday, the Cardinals came back caught the Braves. Braves tried to come back, just could not. I still have the Braves. I'm not wavering. I still have the Braves over the Cardinals. I know they're down, whatever. I'm still rolling with them. Twins and the Yankees get kicked off later today. Dodgers beat the brakes off the Nationals last night. And right now, the Astros are playing Tampa Bay. The Astros have just everything. I've been raving about them since the season began. They're up for nothing. They've hit for power with doubles today. They just stole a base. They pitch. Verlander's on the mound. They play good defense. This is the most complete team. It is not a team that just uses analytics and say, okay, well, this says that we do this. This says we do this. We're going to move over here now. We're going to do analytics say that this pitcher has thrown one pitch too many. I know the count is no balls, two strikes, but Dodgers, analytically, it says it's time to go get him. So let's go get him. No. The Astros do what makes sense. And that's why they've won 100 games the last two seasons. That's why this game isn't even close. Listen, sometimes you get a feel for someone's going to come back. And baseball is a different sport because you don't feel momentum sometimes. Because all it takes is one swing. It's not like a constant setup. Well, with basketball, say a team is down 15 or say a team is down 20, and then they go on an 8-0 run, they cut it to 12. And then another team scores a couple baskets, builds it back up to 16. And they go on another 8-0 run and cut it to 8. And then there's 2, and then it's 10. And they go on the final run, and you just feel it. And you're like, oh, man, it doesn't look good. One team's starting to choke up. One team is still playing loose. And so, baseball is not like that. Astros are 4-0. I think they have it going for them. I'm almost positive. When Altuve is in 2-run jack, doesn't hurt. But all it takes is one player from the Tampa Bay Rays to get a single. And another player. And then you could have 2 outs. And just like that, one swing is 4-2. So it doesn't take a lot with baseball. Braves had some issues last night. Acuna not running out a long single, which possibly could have been a double, which could have changed the game. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. These are the damn playoffs, man. You got to run the ball out. I know you're a gifted player. His excuse was, oh, sometimes when you're in the middle of a thing, first baseman Freddie Freeman was not hearing that noise. Was not hearing that noise at all. You cannot be lazy in the playoffs. You have to run everything out. Even if you think it's a routine ground ball, you've got to run it out. And they just didn't do it. They were lazy. Extremely lazy. We'll see if they bounce back. I think that will be the best series. I definitely don't think the Dodgers are going to beat the Braves if the Braves can get by the Cardinals. I'm just not sold on them. And even if they get to the World Series, I'm just not sold on them. I think I picked the Nationals to upset them. I'm just not sold. Maybe they can prove me wrong. Maybe they will get back to the World Series. Maybe they are the Buffalo Bills of this era. And you can't go back because the Dodgers have won World Series before. But I don't know. I'm not sold on their bullpen. I guess if they could win every game 6-0, then I could be sold on. because then you don't have to get to Kenley Jensen. If you can stay out of that bullpen, that will go a long way. Hey, let's step aside and pay a couple bills. Labor to get Marcel Shipp on with us now. So let's pay a couple bills. We'll be right back in 30 seconds.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
It's funny how there's 162 baseball games. And in August, you're like, wow, there's really 162 baseball games. But as soon as these playoffs start, man, you're re-energized and you are ready to go. At least I know I am. I mean, I can watch a couple of these games today. Hell, if I had time, I could probably watch all of them. But there are very few teams that you really just enjoy watching. And I you would think I'm from Houston, the way I speak of this Astro team. But they're just incredible. We still have to get into the Penny Toler situation, which is just crazy. But we'll get into that very shortly. On the Kerry Lackey Law line right now, talk some NFL football, little Cardinals with us. NFL veteran, former NFL Cardinal himself, running back, the one and only, Marcel Shipp. Marcel, you're on the Cave Show with PLR. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Good, and you?
I'm good, man. I can't complain. You know, enjoying this Arizona weather right now.
You know what? Finally.
Finally, exactly. It's finally easing up for us, so it's a good thing.
Yeah, I am not built for 115 degrees. These
you know
what,
I'm not
70,
either, man.
These boys talk about they want to go swimming sometimes, and only thing I can say to them is wait for your mother, because I can't do it.
Exactly. I hear that, man. Throw the life jackets on them and let them go. Look.
I know, you'll be all right.
Yeah, yep.
You will be all right. So, yeah. Man, it's been a minute since I spoke to you. It's been a minute since I've seen you, actually.
Yeah, it has
so,
been.
You know, so I was like, wait a second. This football season is creeping along. I need an expert. People are tired of hearing just me. They want to know what they're talking about.
That's right. I'm here.
So, yes, I don't listen. I don't know if you watched the game last night or not, but these roughing calls on quarterbacks are really starting to irritate me a little bit. I know that you got to protect your commodity. I understand that. No one wants to see no-name quarterbacks play. But at the same time, if you're making a legal hit on a man a millisecond after the ball is let go because you don't know if he's going to let go of the ball, they can't keep blowing whistles, changing the outcome of games. I think eventually the fans are going to get upset. I mean, what are you thinking of with these calls?
You know, I'm all for, you know, player safety, you know, but at the end of the day, this is football. You know, this is what we signed up for. This is the game that we love to play. And I understand they want to keep these quarterbacks safe and everyone. We want to keep everyone safe. That's why they implemented all these new rules. But at the same time, you can't fault the guy when he's in full movement and motion to get to that quarterback and then pull up that fast. It's almost impossible. With the size and speed of these guys coming at full speed, once they get going, it's hard to pull up. You know, so it's going to be a lot of discussion on the referee, you know, making those calls. But I would do, I agree, like, when this decides the game, that's when it's the problem.
I know this. I know if they had called an option for you to pass the ball. And you were rolling out, and you were out of the pocket, the quote-unquote pocket, and you were throwing a halfback option pass. If someone hits you the second the ball came out of your hand, I guarantee they wouldn't call a roughing when they hit you as a running back. And so I guess asking is, you got to be, it's got to be the same. Otherwise, let's put these quarterbacks in red jerseys and just say, two-hand tag them, and they're done for the play.
Yeah. You know what? You know, I think even if I threw the ball and they hit me 5 seconds after, I still don't think they'll call it. but this is the thing, though. You know, like you said, you know, I'm all about player safety, but at the same time, let's protect all the players. You know, let's protect all the players. And then you have to change all the rules. Then it becomes flag football, two-hand touch football. But, you know, at the end of the day, you don't want to see anyone get hurt. But, you know, some plays and some calls have been really borderline to me this year. And the whole reviewing the pass interference thing, I mean, I think that just drags the game on and stops the momentum. And it's just not good football to me, you know, with that in place.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've said all along, and I've gotten a lot of messages from New Orleans Saints fans, I've never seen anyone cry their way into a rule change that will not even impact them. And all this came to – look, I know it was a bad missed call. I get that 100%. And where my fault lies with the commissioner of football, all the commissioner had to do was come out and say, our refs missed that call. It's their job to make the call. They didn't. They miss it.
Yep.
They will be disciplined, and we will take other things to do with this. Done. Case closed.
Exactly.
And I think you tell me. I thought that would have handled the problem.
Yes, and I agree. I say this all the time. I'm like, if they just man up to the situation, because they force players to man up to their situations all the time. You know, I think this is not a good move by the NFL. You know, by saying, hey, we're going to review pass interference because of that call last year. No, that was just a terrible call that was missed, period. There's no correcting it. It's over, and we need to move on. And with this call implement, every game you see, oh, that was a pass interference, let's throw the flag. You know, I don't think that's good football. Like, once again, it stops the momentum of the game. It drags the game on. And I'm, as a fan, I'm watching it now, and I'm just like, oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
But, at the end of the day, you know, they want to get it right, but it's not going to be right all the time, and that's proven. But I just don't think they went about doing this the right way, to be honest with you.
I'm the Kerry Lackey Law Line, the one, the only Marcel Schiff, NFL veteran, Arizona Cardinals, former running back. Vontaze Burfict, talking about making the game safe. Okay, I know you're supposed to go balls out. I get it. And I've been disagreed with a couple of my friends that played in NFL too, so I definitely want your opinion on this as well. I understand that he has never been suspended for more than 4 games. And I think the NFL did 12 games so they can reduce it to 8. But I have no issue with him being gone for the season, because I think there's a difference between playing hard and intentionally hurting someone. And some of his hits, when I go back to him tackling Cam Newton and grabbing his foot and purposely twisting his ankle, he's out to hurt someone. I have no problem with that suspension for a year. What are your thoughts on Vontaze?
You know, I'm with you 100%. You know, at the end of the day, you know, every one of these guys are out there, you know, playing their hearts out and giving it all they got. You know, they're provided for their families. And as the league making these decisions to make the game safe, and, you know, they're implementing all of these rule changes to make the game safe, as a player, you have to follow these rules so everyone can keep being healthy and provide for their families and give everyone the show that they want to see on Sunday. And I don't think that he lives by that code. I think that, you know, he has a lot of questionable things in his rap sheet and his history. And, you know, just going back on all the you know, like you say, when you watch his plays that he's made, that you just shake your head, because to me, that's not good football. That's not good football. And football is not made to hurt people. You know, it's entertainment. It's guys out there laying it on the line, but lay it on the line the right way so you can sleep good at night. You know, sleep good at night. And that's what it's all about, because everyone out there is just trying to make a living for their families.
You know, it's funny, because the players union, to me, is in a very tough position because Vontaze Burfict, they're trying to protect and get him his money, but at the same time, he's hurting other guys that you're trying to protect to make sure they're safe. So it seems like the players' union is battling themselves and what to do in this situation.
Yeah, they really are, you know, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, is you going to sacrifice one guy for the entire league? No, that's not going to happen. So, you know, he needs to really shape up and, you know, just really just go out there. He can be a great player. That's why I don't understand all the extra antics that go along with him. But he has so much potential, but he just, you know, these dirty plays and things this way, I just don't understand. You know, you never play the game to hurt anyone. And you guys, anybody around the NFL, everyone would say that. You never play this game to hurt anyone. You play this game to be successful and for your team to win, lay it on the line. And, you know, if someone gets hurt, people get hurt, they get hurt in this game all the time. But intentionally doing things like that is just unacceptable.
On the Kerry Lackey Law line right here on the Cave Show with PLR, the one and only Mark Fellowship. So I have to bring this around to your old team, the Cardinals. And I will tell you what I said when the season started. I said when you project wins, because when you do radio, you're in the game projecting business. I said when you project wins for the Cardinals, you got to treat it like a game of spades. You go bored with three, you look at your partner, and your partner shakes his head, and you go, ooh, I see maybe four books. I mean, I said three wins, maybe four. And I think I overshot it a little bit, and I'm going to be honest. I'm not a fan of the shuck and duck offense. Or the muck and roost, or the run and shoot, or whatever they call it. I think when you have a super talented rookie quarterback, like they have, like Kyler Murray, you have to help your quarterback. And I know Larry is doing everything he can to help his quarterback. But when a coach only runs your best running back 11 times a game, and other teams are running their best running back 22, 24, 25 against you, you're not helping them. Because you can't a play-action pass if no one believes you're going to run the ball. And they're going to get the kid killed back there. And I just think this is a terrible offense for a rookie quarterback to come in and play.
Yeah, I'm starting to agree with you. The more I watch the Cardinals, you know, it's I love the fact that they want to make the quarterback comfortable. They implemented his offense and things that way. And it's a run and shoot, spread them out. You got a Hall of Fame wide receiver on Larry Fitzgerald, who's having a great year. But at the same time, you also have a running back that you're paying a lot of money to that has a lot of talent back there. He needs to run the ball. He needs to get the ball more. The offensive line needs to step it up. Everyone needs to step up their play a little bit. But the offense, I love the Cardinals to death. So it's hard to say bad things about them. But I'm not a big fan of the spread out offense either. I look at the offense like, okay, if I played at this time, I probably wouldn't have been on the team because I'm not that type of running back. Let's get back in the pro style offense. Give me the ball. Let me make my reads and hit the hole. And I think David Johnson is the same type of guy. I think the more you feed him, you know, the better he gets as the game goes on. And I think that they need to lean a little more on the run because, you know, at the end of the day, Kyler Murray's I love the kid. I think he's super talented. I think he's going to be great for the Cardinals. But as a rookie, this is a lot of pressure on him, a lot of pressure. If you could just get him under the center, just, hey, let's hand the ball up inside zone, outside zone, draw. Let's start getting those things going. And I think it'll take a lot of stress off him, and I think you'll see a different quarterback.
I was talking to a friend of mine that was an offensive lineman in NFL. What he said to me was, offensive linemen love to block for running teams. Passing teams, when we have to line up and come back and block for you to throw the ball 40 times every week, after a while that gets old. We want to block. Yes. We want to move people forward, not have them coming
exactly.
up. And
exactly.
when I'm looking at this, and I look at other teams, and I'm watching Dallas, and I'm watching Carolina, and I'm watching Baltimore. 7-0, 10-0, 14-0, the game plan isn't changing. Those linemen are still trying to be big dirties and beat you up. So come fourth quarter, the Zeke's and the McCaffreys and those guys, they're now running all over you. I don't see that. I see finesse. And finesse may be great, but not – when you're playing big boy football. It seems like to me, you played, I didn't, so I'm going to ask you. It seems like to me, you need to hit someone in the mouth every now and then and not run around them, but sometimes you got to run through them.
You know what? I agree 100% with you. As an offensive line, you know, they don't want to keep sitting back, letting these guys just full pass rush them 24/7. Every rush is a pass rush, you know, and they're just sitting back, just catching these guys and trying to, you know, work their movement and things that way. But you want to put your feet in the ground, put your hand in the dirt, and go out and get them now. And that's when it comes to running the ball. You have a big running back. Like David Johnson's a big guy. And he's just as talented as all these other backs that we're seeing put up these major numbers so far this year. I think he's even more talented than all of them. He has the ability. We've seen that in the past. I think we need to get him the ball more. Like, every time I watch the game, I'm just like, he just doesn't look involved. You know, it's like he's back there like, oh, okay. That's just his body language that I'm seeing. And this is a guy that, you know, we gave him the big contract. We gave him the big contract because of the numbers that he has the ability to put up. And I just don't think that we're getting him the ball enough. And we're relying too much on his passing game. And like you said, finesse, when I played, we did inside run two times a practice when Denny Green was the head coach. We practiced inside run two times. And the offensive line loved it because now they get to go after the defense. They get to double that D lineman and get up to that linebacker instead of just sitting back waiting for those guys to be the aggressor. You know, it changes the game. It changes the mindset when you have that physicalness. Okay, let's go. We need 1 yard. Let's give it to the. He could be the best running back in the league. Let's give him the ball.
Yeah.
And let's go get it. You know, roll your sleeves up and let's go get it. This is the NFL.
Did you know he's ran the ball 47 times in 4 games? Christian McCaffrey did that in 2.
Oh my goodness.
That's it. So he as a running back.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. You don't even get warm to get 10th carry.
And that's how many he's almost averaging. He's averaging just a little over 11 carries a game. And I don't know a running back that doesn't love, just to use the term, you guys like to eat. And you're really eating when you get to 22, 23. That's what he says. After a while, man, I'm tired of these linemen coming at me. I'm tired of this back coming at me. They don't at 11. They're like, oh, run 11 times. We're good. We're still fresh.
That's just not good football to me. You know, I may be a little biased by being a running back, but when you have a guy like David Johnson in your backfield, you give him the ball 22, 25 times a game. And I mean just running the ball. I mean just flat out handoff. Not including the passes, you get him in space. I think they do a great job getting him in space, catching the ball. But at the same time, he's a running back. And we don't get rolling until 10 carries, 12 carries. And that's when you're going to see the best come out of him. And your offensive line start getting used to doubling and coming off up to the second level. Everyone starts clicking in. You know, then they got to pile the box up. And now you do your little passes and things that way, it all opens up. But I think it all starts with the run game, man. NFL, if you can play great defense and run the ball, I think you can just build for success.
Herm Edwards says it all the time. He goes, defense and a running game will travel. You can run and play defense in the cold. You can run and play defense in the run. No matter what, you can run and play defense.
Yep.
Elements will change a passing game. And I think it's the habits that you build up. If you show you're not willing to run the ball week 4, 5, 6, 7, you're not going to run the ball if you make the playoffs. And so teams already know that's not part of – that's not your DNA. That's not who you are.
Exactly.
A couple more quick ones, and then I'll let you fly. I'm looking around the NFL, and I'm seeing a lot of cute. And I don't like cute. I'm an old man. I like football. I don't like cute. I saw the Packers line up on a 3 and throw the ball 4 times in a row. I saw the Bears line up on a 4th down and give the ball to a wide receiver. I'm seeing what happened to lining up and getting 6 feet. What someone told me last week, a defensive player said, he said, look, if you pass on first and you don't come back and run on second, we already know you're going to pass on third. And if you go for fourth, we already know you're going to pass in. So we're ready to come at you. If you run on first or play action on second or flip those either way on third down, we don't know what you're doing. But if you pass first and second, you're passing on third. What's up with yep. these new, younger coaches? And everything has to be cute. What is this new yes. NFL? What happened?
You know, there's only a few old school coaches out there now, you know, that knows how to roll their sleeves up and get back to the basics. I think that the game has changed. It's definitely changed. They're doing the more spread offense. So guys aren't built like they were, let's say 15, 20 years ago, where they were just big husky guys that just had nothing but power. Now everyone's long, slim, can run sideline to sideline. The game has definitely evolved and it's changed. And I think that's the biggest thing with me is just watching the game from that standpoint. You know, is like when I watch the Cardinals every week, I never miss a game, and just seeing the spread offense. Yeah, it's cute. It's a lot of receivers. It's a lot of talent at receiver that they have, and I get that. But you have a talented running back, and it's just not like you have a running back that you just got off the streets. Like this is you have a guy back there. 31 is a guy, and just not to see him get the ball the way, you know, 47 carries you said, that's just ridiculous to me. That's ridiculous to me. I just can't even believe that. That's ridiculous.
So. It's funny because I always say the new offense is great for fantasy football, but there's a reason why the Patriots are perennially in the Super Bowl. The year that the Eagles won the Super Bowl, they led the league in rushing and rushing attempts. You see Pittsburgh consistently at the top, and they run the ball.
Yep.
And it's funny because when you look at it, you think Dallas, even though they haven't won a Super Bowl, they're a running team. They pass because of the run. And you look at these teams that are successful – and you would think someone would say, why are we trying to reinvent the wheel? Let's this works, but maybe that's just me. I don't know.
You know,
but
I say this all the time. I say that too. You can't don't reinvent it. When I coach with the Jets, you know, we play the Patriots two times a year. I'm like, okay, why are they so good? They stick to what they do and they do what they do and that's it. You know, they're not trying to go all this trickery in the playbook and we're going to just spread them out the entire time. Yeah, the best quarterback ever lived. And they still don't do that all the time. They still consistently run the ball. All of those running backs, I mean, they rotate them like it's crazy. They have three great running backs here and they all rotate through and they all get their touches, they get their yards, and no matter what the thing is, they hand that ball off every game. They hand it off.
So the national media and the national bettors and in Vegas, they don't respect our team here. And I say that because the Cincinnati Bengals looked absolutely horrendous Monday night against Pittsburgh. They looked terrible. They are already a 4.5-point favorite over the Cardinals this week.
Wow. Wow.
Already. Which tells me that Vegas basically says the Cardinals are worse than that. If this game was played here, they would still be a 0.5 dog. On a neutral site, they'd be a 2.5-point dog. Please tell me the Cardinals can beat the Bengals and get off the stride this weekend.
You know, I'm praying that this happens. You know, I'm praying that they get this victory that they need. You know, you know, and every time I watch this game with the Cardinals, you know, it's always they're coming back at the end. They look great. Third quarter, early fourth quarter, they look great. Everything is clicking. All the passes are clicking and everything. But it's how you come out and set that tone. Come out and run the ball. Give David Johnson, give your one of, he's probably the best player on your team, you know, on the offense besides Larry. Give him the ball. He's proven. He's proven he can get it done. And that's why, you know, they get behind so much, because if the pass is not hitting early, they put themselves in the hole, and they're not a comeback team, even running the spread on
us.
No.
I know you said pray. My only prayers this weekend is going out to David Carr, who's going to be in London running away from Khalil Mack, who is still mad at John Gruden and that Bear defense playing the Raiders. My prayers go out to Oakland this weekend. I don't think that's going to be real pretty for anybody.
It's not. It's not going to be a pretty sight over in London. When this guy goes on the field, it's not going to be pretty. It's not a pretty sight. But now he's going against a team that traded him away like nothing. It's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Woo, that's going to be a whole different ball game. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. My prayers go out for him this week. I'm glad I put it like that.
Yeah, look, they better protect the quarterback this week. Because the Bears and Khalil Mack are coming for David Carr. So, they better blow the whistle fast. Because otherwise,
yes, they better.
we're going to be seeing the Peter Man play quarterback. If they don't blow the whistle fast.
Hey, he may go through them all. I don't know, but I know they better keep that run. That running back better break the huddle. And this is what we did when we played Terrell Suggs, when we played Baltimore. Terrell Suggs was such a dominant force. When we broke the huddle, my job was to find out where he's at. Okay, he's on the left, I go to the left. He's on the right, I go to the right, and I stay in and help that offensive lineman. I think that was the most brilliant thing that coach ever drawn up in his life, that he recognized the problem, and he said, okay, this is how we're going to take care of this problem. I mean, it didn't help the whole game, but, I mean, it slowed him down a little bit.
But at what point did you say, coach, I don't want to block him coming at me full speed?
I was just helping the offensive lineman. The offensive lineman had him. My job was just to go double-team him. No, I'm not blocking him at all by myself. It's not going to happen.
So I was going to let you go, but I got to ask you now because you said it. Has anyone of you say your protection, your job was to protect. You were the last line of defense. When you were playing, who did you not want to see coming at you when you were the last line of defense to protect the quarterback?
Who did I not want to see? Terrell Suggs, he's right up there. Like, if you know, he's always that stand up guy in the 3-4. So if our tackle just said, you know, okay, I'm not blocking him this play, I'm going to turn down and help my guard, and then that leaves me 1-on-1 with him. I don't want to see that. I don't want those problems. That man was, hey, Terrell will ruin your day. He will ruin your day quick. he definitely ranks up there at the top for me, man. That's not a good look. Even 1-on-1 with an offensive lineman, it just wasn't a good coaching move.
I like that. I like that. Yo, man, what are you up to these days, and what's going on with you?
I've been busy, man. I purchased a pool company, so I'm the pool man now. So my pool company is called Clean Bottom Pools. We've been in business. I purchased it maybe 5 months ago, so I've been in charge for 5 months. But it's a company that's been around for over 15 years, and we're all through the valley, everywhere. So if anyone needs some pool service, please look us up, cleanbottompools.com.
Cool. Yo, you heard it. Yo, I haven't seen you doing basketball. See, I looked up and you were out the league. So now we took a title. So I'm like, you know what?
Maybe I get my son next season, man.
please do. I'm actually doing both leagues, 3rd to 5th and 6th to 8th.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I'll definitely do that. He's 6 now, so that'd be good. He's been at the Y lately, but just because it's closer and, you know, it's more convenient. But, I'm definitely going to look it up, see if we get him out there with you, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to sit back and not coach anymore. I just want to watch.
Hey, you know what? I do that for flag football. In fact, we got 2 games tonight, and it's so nice just to sit there and act a fool and just be a dad, you know? So I understand
it
where
is,
you're coming
right?
from.
It is.
So, yo, but it's been too long. Can't make it, you know, the visits so long in between next time.
Definitely. Yes, sir, man. Anytime, man, just let me know. I'm here.
So. All right, hey, I appreciate you, and we'll catch up soon.
Right. Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you. The one and the only Marcel Shipp, appreciate him coming on with us today. Let's pay a couple bills, and then I got some NFL picks to give you so you can pick your winners this week.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
So I know you want winners. I know you're tired of losing every week in your picks. So let's give you some football winners. Last night's game, we've already touched on. That's over, done with. Although I will admit, I do have a 9-year-old running around this house very happy. He is a huge Seahawks fan, so that made his entire night. So we'll get Prince to help us out while we fly through these picks real quick. Start with the game, Arizona versus Cincinnati. Whew. I want to pick Arizona. I really do. Cincinnati has no line. They can't run the ball. Their top two receivers are out. So I'm going to do it. This is the week Arizona gets off the schneid. They beat Cincinnati. Even though they are a dog in this game, they outright win and cover. Give me the Cardinals. You take the point. Cardinals win this week. Get their first victory of the season. Buffalo goes into Tennessee. Two teams that like to play defense, two teams that like to hit you in the mouth. I'm just going to say we're going to go with the home team in this one. Give me Tennessee. Tampa Bay goes to New Orleans. Tampa Bay beat New Orleans last year. Tampa Bay isn't as bad as you think. B.A. is the coach. The instant turnover, Jameis Winston. Can he get through this game, and can Todd Bowles get that defense to pressure Teddy Bridgewater? I say New Orleans wins, but I don't think they cover. Minnesota goes to New York. Minnesota's having all kinds of problems. Basically, Kirk Cousins can't play. But they paid him $84 million, and they guaranteed it all, so he's not going anywhere. Diggs wants to be traded. Thielen wants the ball. The coach wants to just run the ball with Dalvin Cook. They can't make up their mind what they want to do. Saquon Barkley may come back. If he doesn't, Gelman will be there. Daniel Jones will be there. New York is at home. They have momentum. They're rolling. Give the Giants in this game. Philadelphia hosting the Jets. Philadelphia. If you need me to explain that, then you haven't watched football. Baltimore goes into Pittsburgh. Baltimore's defense has been really shoddy. Pittsburgh doesn't pass receivers. They only throw the running backs out of the backfield. That's going to help Baltimore's defense. Look for Baltimore to beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. New England travels to Washington. And the last game for head coach Jay Gruden, he is the walking dead. The only reason he's there is because they weren't going to subject an interim coach to the New England Patriots. He just announced Colt McCoy as the starter. He wasn't going to sacrifice the rookie quarterback and Haskins to them. I don't know. Washington Redskins are a mess. Give me New England and a runaway. Jacksonville goes to Carolina. I think Carolina's defense will stand up enough. So give me Carolina in this game. They will stand up just enough. Atlanta goes to Houston. Atlanta sucks. Give me Houston. Denver goes to the Chargers. Denver sucks. Give me the Chargers. Green Bay goes to Dallas. Dallas rebounds off of last week's tough, tough performance. I'll take Dallas in that game. Indianapolis goes to KC. Okay, again, if you have to pick, if I have to tell you KC's going to win this game, stop watching football. San Fran Monday night plays Cleveland. Cleveland's on the road. I think Cleveland goes into San Fran and they win that game. I love the defense. And the last game, the Bears are in England playing the Raiders. Khalil Mack, if they don't protect the quarterback this time, we will be seeing the Peter Man by the fourth quarter. Those are your picks. So Monday we will be back live, ready to roll. Oh, my goodness, what a day, what a show. This has been a ton of fun. A ton of fun. Big-time guest today. Thank you for joining Marcel Shipp, NFL vet, former Arizona Cardinals running back. Had a lot of insight that he didn't want to see Terrell Suggs. And, yes, I will be clipping that. And yes, I will be playing that on loop. Believe me. But thank you for calling in. Called in via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Don't forget you can check us out as well on KSRN 3 o'clock every day. So if you missed the show, you can go there. Or you can always just go to thesportscave.com. All our shows are replayed there as well. Remember, Cave is with a K. You can get us on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at The Sports Cave, where the Cave is a K. And you can get me on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Until next week, everyone have a great weekend. Watch all the football you can. I appreciate you for listening. Everyone have a great week. This has been The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR.